Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Chilling.
Janine, sweetheart, what's up, baby?
Nothing much.
Nothing much. Something funny sounded ass today. And I was just messing with you. Hey, check this out, y'all. We're going to get this started. We're going to have a little fun tonight. And I got to talk about it. I mean, fuck it. We wouldn't be a radio show if we didn't talk about what happened. Gotta talk about my boy Jay. I gotta talk about him. I don't know if everybody seen the video. I'm pretty sure the whole world has seen it. Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange. Am I saying her name right? Solange?
That is a...
Okay.
Solange.
Look, boy, don't you start. Don't you start.
No, what is that? And my mom was stopped raising a boy a long time ago.
Okay.
Solange, anyway. Nah, all right, I guess first thing first. She attacked that man in that elevator. Him in that elevator. Okay, there's no question about that. Beyonce, everybody seen Beyonce standing there. Everybody seen her standing there. Now, I don't know the gist of it. I guess really nobody really know exactly why she attacked him. But nevertheless, I'm thinking in my head, and maybe this is just a male's opinion. I mean, now, had he hit her, okay, I would expect your sister to run up and try to hit me. But now, if I'm hearing that she got mad because he was finna go to Rihanna's party, and he told Beyonce to go home. Now, that's just what I heard. Now, I mean, like I said, none of us know what really happened. But now, me playing devil's advocate, if your sister ran up and hit me over an argument me and you had, I'm going to slap that bitch to the ground. I'm sorry. Well, you better grab this bitch before she hit me. Now, if Jay put his hands on Beyonce first, man, all right, I see the attack. But damn, if you Beyonce, what did you do? I'm gonna start with you, Janine. If you Beyonce, what do you do?
First of all, I don't know their relationship or whatever. And again, like you said, I don't know exactly what happened.
Right.
But reading the video, because, you know, of course, there was no volume, it looked like Beyonce and Jay-Z were kind of into it. They weren't arguing and fighting, but it looked like they had discussed something, and maybe she was getting into their relationship. That's what it seemed to me. But, of course,
I got that, too.
Of course, Solange is now being made to look how she bipolar. You know, that's what everybody at work been saying. But, you know, they say she bipolar and she just go off on people. No, it just seems like to me that she was more street than Beyonce. That's what it seemed like to me.
Well,
I don't know. It seemed like to me she's more than in your face, fuck what you talking about type of person. And Beyonce is more, I got to keep my class up and all this and that. I just but my thing is, if her sister was so wrong, why she didn't do nothing? You see what I'm saying? If she felt like her sister was wrong in trying to fight her damn husband, she should have stepped in and got involved, but she didn't. You see what I'm saying? She just stood there. And then it happened, which made me believe that she was mad at him, too. You see what I'm saying? But she's not going to do the things her sister would do, so her sister fighting her battle for her. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, understandably. But now, just to play devil's advocate, now it's saying reportedly and allegedly, let me go on the record to say allegedly, that she also that night got into it with Damon Dash's ex-wife over some bullshit. So now they're trying to say Solange just was in one of them motherfucking moods. Not to say that Jay-Z didn't do something to trigger it, but they say mm-hmm. Solange was just in one of them old fucked up moods that night.
If mm-hmm. I was Jay-Z, I'd be like, bitch, move out the way.
Now,
you
I don't
try
know.
To start shit anyway.
I don't know if, you know, like I said, I don't know what happened.
She's a
side-ass
bitch.
Because, I mean, really,
right
if,
wrong.
Your,
if
your sister was
anyway.
Wrong,
am I wrong for that comment?
If your sister was wrong, and if she just got an attitude problem and she bipolar or whatever, and everybody is right about your sister, why wouldn't she stop her? Why wouldn't she be like, girl, don't be, I ain't see her lift her hand up and was just like, stop, you know, or stand in front of him. She didn't do nothing.
Well,
she tried to protect him.
She did stand in front of him. She did stand in front of him, and at some point she did wind up getting in front of him for a brief second. I think when that second kick went, that's when she kind of like jumped in front of him. But, you're right. You're right. I got to agree with you. You're right in what you're saying. I mean, I honestly didn't think about it like the way you just put it. I really didn't. But, I mean, that's a good – that's an interesting point. That's an interesting way to look at it. It is. And I you know what? Up until you just said that, I never even thought about it like that.
If this is my husband, I mean, I'm not the type of person. I'm not going to have everybody in my business anyway, regardless if you're my sister or not, but everybody not like that. You see what I'm saying? So she may have had a fucked up attitude, like, I ain't going to, you know, that night or whatever, not to say that he didn't do nothing. But it may not even been to salon. It could have been to Beyonce, something she didn't like. You see what I'm saying? Of course, Beyonce could have told salon. My thing is, if you're not about to sit here and fight and kick on my husband while I'm sitting here and I'm not doing nothing, that's just not going to happen. And I felt like, yeah, I did see her kind of try to, it wasn't like she was really trying to stop it to me. You see what I'm saying?
No, she wasn't. She wasn't.
It looked to me like she kind of stepped out the way of her getting hit. That's what it seemed like to me. Well, let me go move on out the way. It didn't seem like she was trying to jump in front of him to stop her. You could tell if somebody was trying to actually prevent. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to protect somebody, it didn't look like that. And that elevator was small enough where you could have stood right in front of him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, like I said, I didn't look at it from the point of view you just brought it up until now. But, I mean, yeah, that brings for an interesting point. I duly noted. Liquor Store, what about you? What's your take on it?
Well, I watched it. And she didn't really step in until the end where it looked like they was trying to, you know, like the elevator kept opening and stuff like that. She was, I don't know, I put it like this. I don't even fuck what the situation was. I married this man, so if you mad at him over something that me and him got into it about or whatever, you're not finna, I'm not finna let nobody put their hands on my husband, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just not gonna happen. And she didn't look the same good. It didn't look like, you know, to prevent her sister from going off on her husband. She didn't. She was standing out of the way.
And see, look, so the only reason why she wanted to stop when the elevator started opening because they were going into the lobby. They weren't going up to a room or nothing. They were actually getting ready to go back out to the lobby, so they knew cameras were going to be out there. So that's why they wanted it to end at that point, because the elevators were opening up.
I'll tell you one thing.
Has she kicked me? I swear I'd have put her ass at a Kurt Angle leg lock. I'd try to be breaking that motherfucking ankle off. I mean, like I said, I don't know what happened. I would really, and I understand, Jay. You said what?
I was about to say, but, you know, it didn't really look like on Beyonce's part there were no words, you know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't see.
Yeah,
there was
move.
No action whatsoever, right, that said, don't hit my husband. There was nothing.
Right, because, I mean, my thing is this.
If y'all look at it closely,
uh-huh.
She kind of said something to Jay-Z, but you couldn't see her face.
Yeah, she did. She didn't say nothing to her sister. She was saying, don't hit my sister, but she didn't tell her sister, don't hit my man. Because it's an extended version, because it's the one version where they only show the actual, they only show up to the kick. Then it's,
mm-hmm.
it's another version where they actually show all the way to them walking out of the elevator. And
mm-hmm.
I just watched that one today. And I'm sitting there like, okay, it was at one point they kind of left him and her in the elevator together, and she went at his ass again.
Yeah.
And exactly. He had already got off. Like, she was the first one well, the bodyguard or whoever he was the only one that was trying to stop Solange. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce,
yeah,
right. He was standing out the motherfucking way. I don't know if it, you know, to me, it's like, okay, sisters fight. So if I got to fight my sister, that ain't no problem. But you're not going to put your hands on my husband. I married this man. I don't owe you shit. But I took a vow. You know what I'm saying? This is my husband. I don't give a fuck. My mom,
okay.
my brother.
And I understand that, and most men out here will commend you for having that thought process. Now, if I did hit you in front of your sister, yeah, I would expect your sister to attack me or say something to me. If anything, hell, I probably figure you motherfuckers probably finna try to jump me. But It that's the part that really just baffled me, is that Beyonce just didn't budge. She didn't. I mean,
and they'll be ready to put Jay-Z in jail. Now, if he wouldn't hear her back, they would be ready to try to lock his ass up, call him a woman beater and all that type of shit.
So
and
now,
but she excused because she must be bipolar.
Yeah, so now, and my thing is this. What I mean, shit, I mean, evidently, you know, and I see he tries to downplay it. He's trying to downplay it, like, okay, oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you in the limelight like that, I mean, you're going to have to answer that question. And then, you know, I was just shooting the shit, and I was talking shit earlier today. But now that I've said, I mean, think about it. If you Solange, and did she know the camera was in there? I mean, you're in a lavish hotel, so you pretty much
And you know that hotel about to be broke because not another star is gonna stay at that hotel.
I don't believe that.
Then you
got to
figure.
Now, I'm talking about stars not going to stay there anymore. Once they breach confidentiality like that, because cameras are everywhere. Cameras are everywhere is what I'm saying. They know cameras was in there, and that's why the hotel was like, oh, my God, when we find out who did this, we are on top of this, because they trying their best to save face, because I'm sure it's one of them lavish hotels. Will all them stars be staying? And once they find out that type of shit didn't happen, ain't nobody gonna, no stars gonna be staying there.
Okay.
Well, all you gotta do, if you want to find out who did it, look for the motherfucker that called off. Because he got a fat ass check from TMZ.
He got a
I ain't going to work tomorrow. I had a couple hundred thousand in my pocket for this. Because if you look at the tape, it's a motherfucker. He's actually, like, taping it off of his phone.
Oh.
You know, so just look for the motherfucker that didn't come to work the next day. Shit.
Okay. That's who did it.
Right. Come on, let's be realistic. They've been trying to find some dirt on them two for since they got together. They've been trying to find some dirt on.
I know he got paid. Yeah, I know, but you know they could prosecute him. They already said they're going to try to, well, whoever it was, they're going to try to prosecute whoever they, when they
find out. You know what? And I would tell, and I would have told TMZ, hey, look here, motherfucker, you know they're coming after me. I'm going to need you motherfucker give me a lawyer. Bail money. I need that shit in writing. Cause I already know these motherfuckers coming after me. Come on now. I'm not gonna lie to you. Had I been a security guard and that shit was jumping off, hello, TMZ. Yeah. We talking seven figures. I got something for you.
I really, really wish we could hear what was going on, because that's like, that would be like the key to the whole puzzle, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck was she fussing about and yelling about? I don't give a shit, you know what I mean?
Well, now, I don't know how true it was. I don't know if it was actually her Twitter or somebody just came up with a Twitter, you know, with a Solange Twitter. But it was posted that she was like, I told y'all that he wasn't really about that life, and motherfucker, you hit my sister and all that. So I think that's where the actual part of, well, you know, that's what the actual part where he hit her. He hit her. And my thing is this. Me personally, I believe they got to do some type of damage control. I mean, yeah, they was at the game the other night. They went to the game the other night, and, you know, they're sitting there, and, you know, but that ain't enough damage control. Because now you got the internet going crazy. And I really think if you don't say nothing about it, you really going to hurt yourself. I mean, granted, he gets to show that, okay, yes, I was a gentleman. I didn't put my hands on her, you know. So me personally, shit, I go to the forefront like, hey, well, you know what? Me and my wife had an altercation. The sister jumped in it. Or me and her had an altercation. Whichever the case went. But I wouldn't downplay it. I would not downplay it. Hell, I'd be in the motherfucking, me personally, if I was Jay-Z, I'd be in the studio right now. Bitch,
wait a minute.
Here comes the disc.
Here's my thing. Wait a minute.
Here comes the disc
record
right now.
Did y'all see the part, though, when B got into the same car as Solange and Jay got into a different car? You know?
Now, I didn't see that, but I heard it. I heard that they got in different cars.
But here's my question. Why are you riding off with your sister who just attacked? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And that was the other thing. If your sister was so wrong for what she did, why didn't you drive off with your husband and put her in a different car by herself?
It almost looked like they was all going to ride together, but then he kind of like dipped off and then he got into a truck or something. It almost looked like he was about to get in the car too, but it was like, all right, you know what, I'm not going to ride with him.
At this point, he probably ready to beat the fuck out of her. I'm not getting no car with that bitch. I'm going to kill her.
It did too look a little bit like, you know, B was real unhappy with him, like they wasn't, and they, you know, they Mrs. Carter mode at the moment. It did kind of look like, you know, they might have been going through something, but even if that is the case, you don't just let your sister haul off and hit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go, that's when you go to the crib and you have a bitch session or something. You don't let your sister, you know what I'm saying, haul off and hit your man.
You know what? The thing is, they're going to get into it. You know, I know Jay-Z got money now, and you know, he came from a different environment than Beyonce came from. I mean, can you imagine? She's the most wanted woman by most people in the damn world. You know what I'm saying? So I think she got that I'm the shit status or I'm the shit attitude. And coming from his point of view, he may not like that shit, at all times. You know what I'm saying? Well, I can see them getting into it, but I still don't feel like it's her sister should be getting involved with it.
Exactly, and especially in public. I mean, I'm saying
that's who she decided to marry. You want to marry that street nigga, and that's what the fuck you got.
Exactly. This is my thing. Why do you wait until you get in public to decide? You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you know where they live. That's your sister and your brother-in-law. You know what I'm saying? Why not go to the house? Or, you know what I'm saying, and express how you feel privately. Why wait till you're in the public eye? Even if it was in the elevator, you still out in the damn public. You know, why do that?
That's my whole thing. And like I said, maybe she was thinking that, you know, this wasn't going to go no farther than her, him, B, and the bodyguard. But, you know, and then, like I said, my thing is, and I'm going to be honest with you. The true victim in this is Beyonce. Because now you got my... Because now Solange, and like I said, I don't know if these people really, like, go to, like, if they actually do their own Instagrams and Twitters and all that. But now, you know, of course, any move that she makes, she, you know, of course, she's under a microscope. Now, from what I'm, from my understanding, she's deleted every picture of her and Beyonce and her and Jay-Z off her Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like, is this girl, is she trying to capture that 15 minutes of fame? I mean, think about
what?
It. Her singing career didn't do shit. Then she tried to go into acting. Then her sister toppled her in acting. So, I mean, is she trying to cash in on this 15 minutes of fame? Because, I mean, like I said, if, and I'm on, only if she's really doing these tweets and this Instagram, then, yeah, I believe she's really trying to cash in on it.
That crossed my mind, too. That was my thing about why wait until you get out into the public, you know, into the public to do it. You know, her career didn't do shit. And like you said, B done, you know, smashed everybody's everything. And then that's her sister, you know, and the younger sister. Then they got the daddy that's, you know, going through his shit, you know, and she's like, fuck it. I got a baby too. I need some of this baby Beyonce money. Shit.
I mean, she ain't wanting for no money. I'm pretty sure her sister takes care of her. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but don't you want that status though? I mean, you Beyonce's little sister. I mean, well, and you know, at some point, I'm just thinking right now is that you kind of like bucking for it because granted, you, hell, if I got it, okay, let's just say, Janine, if me and you were together and I got into it with your sister, you know, I mean, that's common. That's common for, that, you know, everybody don't get along. She may not like the way I do things. I don't like the way she do things. But now, we on a grander scale. And it's like, okay, you know everybody's gunning for us. You know, the paparazzi is at our heads 24/7. Why put the tweets out? Why do the Instagram? I mean, why bring more scrutiny to this than it already is? So now I gotta think that she kind of looking at it. I mean, she's the number one thing trending right now. Salons now.
Well, everybody say that was a fake page. That wasn't her page.
Oh, they said that was a fake page.
Yeah, they said that was a fake page and that wasn't her. So that's what I heard. So I don't know.
The Instagram or the now, I got to believe that the Instagram might have been real because it was, like, personal pictures on there of her.
Well, no, they said the Twitter, not the Instagram. I'm talking about the Twitter one.
Okay.
So they said there was some stuff getting posted that she was saying and stuff.
Yeah.
Mhm. And I heard that that was a fake page.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't too sure about that. I just really feel like
she the type that. I mean, she not in the spotlight like Beyonce is. You see what I'm saying? So people tend to be themselves. At times, and maybe that was just her. You see what I mean? I mean, Beyonce, no battle, but you know, unless she's showing up to an event with them, or she really showing up to a special event or something like that, and I don't really see no pictures of her or nobody. You see what I'm saying? People watching her and stuff like that. I know I don't see it. Yeah, I mean, like I said, but
and then that's just like the thing they said that she allegedly got into an altercation with Damon Dash's ex-wife. I was like, okay, now why the fuck is you arguing with everybody all of a sudden? You know? It makes for a real interesting, you know, but like I said, at the end of the day, I would be pissed. If I, like I said, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan in the world. I mean, shit. You know, she looks good, but, you know, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan in the world. But at the same time, shit.
You just hating on her songs. You should have put a ring on it. Don't hate on Beyonce.
I'm not hating on Beyonce. I'm just not the biggest Beyonce fan. But I just feel like she's the victim here. She's the biggest victim. I will go that far to say. Because now you got the whole world knowing that your husband and your sister can't stand each other. Because, I mean, I'm not bullshitting. When she threw that kick, I'd have tried to break that bitch ankle. I'd have flipped her motherfucking ass. So fucking far, but
you should play pay my bills.
I'm not playing no pay my damn bills. And come on now. I mean, now that ain't fair. He ain't like he no bum ass nigga coming to the table. He came in $100 million strong. Oh, man.
I'm not saying he ain't got no money. I'm saying they came from two different worlds. And you know how some people look at other people and it's exciting at first. You see what I'm saying? And then what happens is when, you know, you seem like you got all this culture and class and then you trying to change him, but that's not who you was with. This is the type of person that you married to. So I just don't see, I never saw it anyway, why they was together in the first place. But it just don't seem like they fit with each other. To me, it don't.
I mean, other than the fact he looked like Joe Campbell, she looked like a fucking supermodel. But you know what? I can't understand that. I mean, because, like I said, it's been rumored many a motherfucking times that, you know, that he done smacked her around a couple of times. Because that was just like the maid. Remember? I don't know if anybody remembers when the maid was finna come out with the song. The book.
She didn't say a song about that shit.
Right. But the maid was going to come out with the book, and it mysteriously went away.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh yeah, the maid was like, yeah, he be putting smackdown on on her candy ass. No, it was more or less the maid said he's really degrading to her.
Mm.
And, you know, it for whatever odd reason, the book never came out now. Maybe they paid off. Maybe.
And I'm just
saying,
I can see it perfect. Because her stature is so high. It's like he got to be higher than her because he's the man. It's like he's trying to be the man. But because she's so, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I just never saw it fitting like that. Just because people have money don't mean you change your ways. You still the same person. You just got more money to do what you want to do.
I don't know.
And you know they keep
playing his song, that song he made, every time they talk about the whole thing that's going on. You know, I got 9 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Right.
Every time
ain't talk about this story. That's what they keep playing. I say, I guess they're like, well, motherfucker, you do got one bitch you got a problem with.
Yeah, you got a problem. You damn sure got a problem with her.
I thought that was funny. So they got him on that one.
You can't tell me that this motherfucker ain't hot. You can't tell me this motherfucker ain't hot. You know how motherfucking mad I be? I done did all this, everything I could possibly do to keep me, you, and Blue Ivy out the motherfucking limelight. And now, because of your sister? Because of your damn sister. Yeah, you know I'm finna beat this bitch ass when I catch her. I mean, come on, man. I don't know. I'm gonna go as far as to say. All right, well, let me ask y'all. I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna ask y'all. Had he smacked it, would have been right.
Had he smacked Solange?
Yeah. I mean, she did throw first blow.
She hit him first and this and that. All I'm going to say is they should be smart enough to know, as much as they in the light, that cameras are in elevators. You see what I'm saying? So I think they were aware that they were being watched. I'm talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, so I'm not going to say that he wouldn't have hit us if they would have been in a different place. You see what I'm saying?
No. I can agree with that. Like I say, if she went to their house with that bullshit, you know what I'm saying, totally different story. But they out in public.
And she might have did it because they were in public, because she knew he wasn't going to do nothing.
Or was she, or was trying to see, you know, provoke him to the point of doing something.
Yeah, exactly. To get it on tape. And that's what I'm saying. So you don't know what the real purpose behind all of it was. So.
And that's really the only thing that
everybody knows is cameras and elevators.
So now that goes back.
That's the only thing that's saving them, is that there's no audio to it. That's the only thing that, you know, could possibly cut this whole shit off, is that nobody knows what was being said in that elevator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now that goes back to what I said. She did the shit for 15 minutes of fame again.
And I kind of, like I said, that crossed my mind. Because if you ask me a Solange song right now, I could not name not one Solange song. I couldn't.
I just know
she played in Witch McCall. The movie with Bow Wow.
And that's about all I know. I can't even think of what the fuck that was called.
Mm-mm. I just don't agree. I felt like it was something going on. She just got pissed off.
And that could very well be a part of it, though. You know,
she felt like she was trying to protect her sister or fight for her sister or something. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, because to be that mad, something was going on. To be that mad, something was, I mean, it had to be.
Okay, well, let's take it off such a grander scale. Let's just say it was you. Let's just say me and you had an altercation, and your sister jumped in my face like that. What would you do?
I'm going to jump in the between y'all. I'm not about to allow that to happen. First of all, we in a public place. I'm not going to allow that anyway, especially if we out in public. And even if we were at our house, you're not going to hit my husband in our house. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to hit him anyway. If there's anything that I'm going through, you can sit there and say, walk past him and be like, oh, I don't like him. You could do all of that, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you're not about to try to fight him. You're just not about to do it.
So
I'm going to stand in between y'all. Because she's not going to hit me. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So
I'm not the one she met her, because I'm going to get in her face. I'm going to tell her to go sit your ass there. You was not about to fight him. Whatever you don't like about him or whatever, then you talk to me about it. Me and you going to talk about it.
So, once again, Beyonce was wrong.
Yes, she was wrong.
I think Beyonce was upset with him just as much as Solange was, but I think Beyonce just was not going to fight him. She might be afraid of him. Y'all don't know the real reason. And the sister was taking up for her something.
You know what? Your femininity will not let you say that Beyonce was wrong.
Because I love Beyonce. I'm not going to look.
I love her, too. I do. I love her to pieces. I really couldn't stand her until I heard Danger Queen Love Live. But regardless, you don't let nobody attack your man. I don't give a fuck what the fuck. You know, I don't care.
No, I mean,
my femininity will not let her say that if Beyonce is
wrong. It don't have nothing to do with me being feminine. I have many of friends who have been in abusive relationships or whatever, and they have talked to me and tell me all the shit they done did. This motherfucker beat the hell out of me, dragged me outside, and all this shit. But when they surrounded or right next to them or in their presence, they not going to say shit, okay? They not going to say shit out the way that's going to provoke that man to fight them. They know exactly what to say, what not to say. They know how to act, how not to look, and all that shit. And so she might have just been playing a part because she know that he will fight her.
But I'm saying,
but Solange's like, that ain't my motherfucking husband. I'll beat the shit out of you. That's just how our people do.
But I'm saying, okay, if you beat Jay as your husband and you scared him, why would you allow your sister, you know what I'm saying, to go up against this man that you're afraid of yourself? Why wouldn't you try to stop that, even if you are upset with him too? You know what I'm saying? Because now,
you really want your sister to try to be his man. That's why. Not about to say that she will, but I'm just saying. Because
We gonna go to this break right quick. We're gonna go to this break, and Jay-Z, I'm gonna play this song just for you. We'll be right back.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rap critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you're tapped with toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so rap mags trying to use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ads, fucker. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. And my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess the most? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack?
popular or something, somebody important or something.
Kai, I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again, back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again, paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again, half a mil for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them, trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweeper, I hold my gun. I got 99 problems, being the bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
And we're back. I had to play that. 99 problems.
He
with said, bitch he ain't
said he dared somebody to hit him.
He said what?
He dared somebody to hit him. He said hit me.
Yeah, well. I don't know, man. Like I said, boy, that's just crazy. That's just some shit I don't know. Some motherfuckers can get away with some shit, some motherfuckers can't. Me personally, I'm trying to kill him. I'm sorry. I just tried to break her damn foot. And then she kicked him. Oh, man.
Yeah, several times.
Man, hey, but now, come on, man. I know y'all done seen some of the, pictures people done posted where they got the Jay-Z with the harp over, I mean, looking like Oprah Winfrey in Color Purple. Come on, you told Solange to beat me.
I was about to die when I seen that one. That one had me
now, I actually thought the funniest one was when they had a picture of him holding Blue Ivy, like, here comes your bitch auntie. Ass auntie.
Yeah, that
one
was cute.
Oh, man. That shit is crazy.
Supposed to launch to beat me. That one, I damn near had tears in my eyes for real when I saw that one.
Yeah, I've been trying to find the right one so I can make one. I ain't going to even lie. I was trying to make one. I was like, I got to find one. I got to find one because he got his ass. Okay, see. Somebody just sent me one, man. This one is hilarious. I got 99 props. And then they show up with two black eyes. I'm like, I wouldn't say that's old. this one is hilarious. This is the funniest one I've seen by far. I got 99 Yeah, I guess I got 100 problems now. Cause I got 2 black eyes. Oh my god.
Yeah, so stupid.
Man, I've been trying to create one. I couldn't come up with one. I've been at work all day, so, and they was working the shit out of us today, so I didn't have time to come up with one. I really was. I was trying to come up with one. I'm like, God, I got to come up with something. I wish I was the motherfucker that, I wish I was the motherfucking security guard. You can't.
Well,
I mean,
you know they got to get paid buku money because they would have been told a whole lot of shit that they didn't say. So they have to be getting paid. They have to be getting paid some big money.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. I was in a lavish hotel like that. They'd have caught me fucking. They would have caught me fucking on that elevator.
What?
They'd have caught me fucking on that elevator. I'm not going to lie. Shit, that's right, man. Let me. I've never been to Vegas, but if you let me in the MGM Grand or some one of them lavish hotels or somewhere like that, yes, I'm gonna try to fuck on the elevator. I am. Get some head or something. Something gotta give. I shit. And then I'm gonna look up right there at the camera and get the thumbs up. There you go. See what you can get for this.
Mm.
Wait, come on now. Nobody else thought about that.
I'm thinking about it all the time.
You said what?
Huh? I said I think about it all the time, personally.
I'm just saying, I mean, shit. That's why I say, like, I don't know which one of y'all said it, but like I said, you had to know that the cameras was on the elevator. But just imagine being a motherfucker that just actually watching it as soon as it was happening. Like, you know, you probably, oh, look, there go Jay-Z and Beyonce. Look, oh, hell yeah. Hey, look at Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh, goddamn, did she just hit it? Oh, shit, she kicking that motherfucker. Turn the volume up, turn the volume up. It don't work. The volume don't work. Yeah, man, I'd have been in that motherfucker clown. I'm telling you, they'd have had me. They'd have had me soon as the first punch. I'd have been filming the shit right then and there. See, do anybody think they fucked when they got home? She got fucked up.
You know, they've been off in 2 separate cars. Ain't no telling what happened.
Man, come on. Your sister just attacked me. I mean, you know.
I bet she was what? Asking the driver to roll up the partition that night.
You going to have to do whatever I say. I'm sorry. You gonna have to. It's a wrap. You gonna have to do whatever the fuck I say.
Who gonna have to?
I mean, shit. If your sister attacked me and we didn't got on a worldwide scale like this, yeah,
so
you don't want shit to happen.
How you gonna punish me for what somebody else did?
Yeah,
that's your sister. You ain't. Did you try to stop her?
Excuse me.
Did you try to stop her? We got the tape. You ain't tried to stop shit.
No, I didn't.
Then you got all up in my
guard. Yeah, the security guard didn't do a good job either. He need to be fired.
Yeah, I agree. Like, motherfucker, this bitch didn't kick me twice, and you ain't you barely hoped, and you probably wanted me to get kicked too.
Yeah,
you, I mean, come on now. You really think that I'm going to walk in like everything cool? You really don't think you owe it? I mean, come on now. We get to the house.
When he got home, she was already in a tub with the water halfway ready with her surfboard. He's been drinking. I got your new friend, Eddie.
So, Zane, you saying that you wouldn't have did shit. What would you did? I came home. I came home, and after this whole altercation, you wouldn't have said nothing to me?
What I'm saying is, it depends on, I don't know what the situation is to say. If my sister, okay, so if the scenario is my sister just was going off on you, I wouldn't allow that to happen anyway. You see what I'm saying? I would have did more in the elevator before all that shit. That shit wouldn't even went that far. But my thing was, if I'm mad at you too, and my sister is taking up for me and she tries to fight you, I'm already mad. You see what I'm saying? You see? So it's just like, you go do whatever the hell you want to do. I'm not, what I'm apologizing for, when you already done did something to me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is the Knoll sisters was both got their ass kicked. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I ain't tried to kick you. My sister tried to kick you. So,
but see, you keep saying that. That's your sister. That ain't my sister.
Okay.
Man.
So if your sister tried to kick me, oh, hey, your sister or brother, your brother tried to fight me,
I'd whoop his ass.
Exactly. But say it was your sister, because me and you had got into it about something. Okay, so I'm trying to think of a scenario. Okay, so then she tries to fight me, start kicking me and stuff, but you mad at me. You think I was wrong anyway.
Unless you got me jumped, I'm not gonna let my sister do that.
Okay.
Now, if you got me jumped on or some shit like that, hell, y'all been having my sisters, my other girl cousins. Y'all get her motherfucking ass. But no, if me and you got into an altercation about any and that and whatever, no, I'm not going to let my sister jump in that.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell my sister, hey, chill out. Just, hey, just chill. Now, if you and my, it's like if you and my brother got into it, man, I'll smack the shit out of my brother. Like, dude, motherfucker, if you that mad at her, you come holler at me.
Right. But I don't know. That's why I just feel like, she felt like she couldn't, I don't know. I just felt like it seemed like she couldn't say nothing or something. Like, she don't know, like, her sister was trying to do something to protect her or whatever. Because it's like she won't stand up for herself. You know, you got some people that just won't stand up for themselves. You know, of course, I'm not that type of person. So I can't understand the situation. I'm just saying maybe Beyonce is that type of person where she won't stand up for herself. So her sister felt like she was trying to stand up for her. I'm saying I still wouldn't have allowed it because that's just me. I'm sorry, if it was me and I was in that situation, I wouldn't have allowed it at all. So,
I got my girl.
But I'm just saying, even if she did try to do it, but I'm jumping in front of you trying to stop it, you still shouldn't get mad at me because she did it, is what I'm saying.
You know what? If you jumped in front of me and tried to prevent her, okay, I ain't got no problem with that. But if you just sat there that whole motherfucking time looking at me and looking at her, like, oh, well. All right, like I said, the Knoll sisters would have got their ass whooped.
I'm just saying, you know, sisters fight. You know, I'm sure at one point or another in their life that they, you know, they've been in tour with each other. So, regardless, if you know your sister is crazy and she just likes to jump off the handle like that, you still, you know, or at least warn your man, you know what I mean? Do something. Do something to
ain't no warn. You ain't got to warn him. He's been around that bitch long enough. He know how she is.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is they family now, so I'm pretty sure everybody knows how everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
But even if your sister was, if my sister was trying to avenge me, but I'm scared of my husband, I'm not going to allow my sister, you know, to be in that position either. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm scared of him. What the fuck is you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? You can't do no more than I can. Plus, you my baby sister. You smaller than me. You know what I mean? And that motherfucker's a monster. I still wouldn't have allowed it one way or the other. She'd have, you know what I'm saying? And if I'd have jumped in the middle and she'd have hit me, okay, well, we would have handled that later. But you still, you know, you still, you try to prevent your sister from going off on your man. I mean, you just don't stand there and don't do nothing.
That's my agreement on it. Okay, now, I mean, because they got this bar talking about she got mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the bitch crazy?
I mean, that's what everybody been saying. I don't know, but everybody keep talking about she bipolar and shit. Everybody in my damn family bipolar.
I would imagine she was bipolar.
They just going around beating up people or trying to fight people, whatever.
And I would imagine if she was that damn crazy, her and Molly would have been spotted somewhere already by now. Oh, shit. Or her and Rihanna would have been spotted somewhere together because, you know, both of them bros got some issues.
Well, maybe this ain't the first time this didn't happen.
Maybe it ain't.
First time we seen it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a whole lot of babies to it. But like I said, that's because there's no audio. If there was some audio, then, you know what I mean? And if the whole shit gets shut down, that'll be why. Because don't nobody except for who was there know what was said and what the argument was all about. But here's my thing. If they was arguing before that or they knew some answers in one of the rooms, why do
Why get in the same elevator?
You know, why not wait for the next elevator or some shit like that? Why ride in the same elevator all together?
Exactly.
You know, because that could have been easily prevented. Okay, Solange, you take this one. We'll wait till it come back up or whatever, you know?
Well,
you know, because you're starting to act crazy, so you go on and cool off. You know, because my thing is if you know your sister like that, then you know when she's about to go off, or you know, or you see it, and if she's starting to get ready, why just not stay away from her?
Exactly. You know? And
okay,
shit.
All right. I understand all that y'all saying. Okay, now let's fast forward. The damage is done. The tape is out. Okay. Why press the issue? Why go into it? I mean, why delete your Instagram and all that shit? Delete all the pictures off your Instagram and why do all that? Why throw fuel on the fire? I mean, you know what you know what type of situation your sister's in. I mean, she deleted all her pictures of Beyonce off her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you take this for yourself to just be like, okay, this is about me, or do you look at the bigger picture like, okay, all right, man, this is, you know, I see that this is affecting my sister, you know, let me just downplay it.
Okay, why
Solange
or Beyonce to downplay it?
Solange, because, I mean, shit. You know, she the one, I mean, like right now, like I said, right now, she's the top thing tweeting. She the number one. She's what everybody's talking about right now.
I understand. So if she wanted all this attention, then why is she deleting stuff then? That's what I'm saying. That woman saying like she is truly mad about something. That's what I'm saying. She is mad.
But deal with it in the privacy of your own. Why? I mean, you knew once you deleted all them pictures of you and Beyonce, you knew it was going to go to the next level.
Some people don't care about that.
That's the point I was trying to make. You just said it. Some people don't care about that. But now, do you care enough about your sister to say, let me not do this?
But that's what I'm trying to say. Depending on why she's mad, now she may be mad at Beyonce, because now if you look at the way the whole thing turned out, Beyonce didn't do nothing. She might have thought, and that's why it makes me feel like she felt like she was fighting for Beyonce, but Beyonce didn't step in to assist her. You see what I'm saying? And then when they drove off together, ain't no telling what Beyonce said to her in the car. You see what I mean?
Goddamn business. That's what. Shit.
Okay.
You know what?
She's like, fuck you. It's typical. Now it's like, fuck you as my sister. I didn't try to stand up for you. And all this that motherfucker do, what he gonna do, fuck you. Now she done deleted all her shit. And that's what it seems like to me. And people don't care.
Okay.
People don't look at, oh, well, I'm trying to save her career and all that. They like, fuck you. It's just all because people in the limelight don't make them no different than people that's on the street and the shit happens.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying wholeheartedly. But that's just me and you. Yeah, but we're not on that grand of scale. So, you know, we really, I mean, you and your sister got into it. Who gives a fuck? We're not on that grand of scale. We're not on the grand of scale. I'm pretty sure, as bad as I want this city to go nationwide, I don't think TMZ gonna come beating down my door like, what the hell just happened? You know what I'm saying? But now, you got a situation where they are on a grander scale. I mean, if you know, and you got to know that, okay, all right, these motherfuckers been trying to attack my sister for the past 10 years, at least the past 10 years. Why give them ammunition? Perfect example. I got a brother. My brother went in on me on Facebook last week. Oh, man, he put all kind of motherfucking personal business on Facebook, all kinds of shit, me and my family. I mean, he went in. He attacked me. He attacked my character. He went as far as just put rest in peace. This is what this dude, this is my brother. I mean, People calling me thinking I'm dead because, well, they see my brother posted rest in peace. So everybody like, well, damn. Why would his brother post that if it wasn't true? So now I get an inbox full of people talking about, are you dead? Well, first of all, if I was, I'm not going to answer this question, but nevertheless. I mean, but
you're answering your own question. You are different way than your brother is. So you wouldn't do something like that. Just like you're not going to see Beyonce, you know, responding to how she's acting, just like you didn't respond to how your brother was acting on Facebook. But if you guys were in the limelight, you don't think he still wouldn't do it? Regardless if you was rich and famous and had money, You think that would stop him from doing that?
No, you know what? That's the whole thing. My brother would do it, and once my brother seen that the world seen it, oh, he'd have went in 10 times harder.
Exactly. That's
so
all
now,
I was trying to say. Just because the limelight is involved, don't mean
no,
that it's going to
no.
stop people from expressing
what I'm saying,
their feelings.
What I'm saying is because of the limelight, because
uh-huh.
of the limelight, my brother would have went in harder.
Uh-huh.
My brother would have wanted that attention. My brother would have claimed the attention. Like right now,
but,
my brother did that for my mother's attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he did it. He did it for attention. That's why he did what he did.
But I don't
and
think
like
she's
I said, he,
claiming attention. I just think she's mad, and she's mad at her sister, and she deleted the stuff off of that. She's not posting nothing. She not. So how can she, why would she feel like she hurt her because she deleted her stuff off of that?
It's not the fact that you're hurting her, but you also giving yourself more attention. You're giving yourself more exposure. You under a microscope. If you under a microscope, and this motherfucker constantly, you know for the next two, 3 weeks, this shit going to be all over the news. I mean, until it runs its course. It probably, and I'm not even going to say that it won't run its course by next week. But until it runs its course, you know that you're under the microscope. So you know any little thing you do, gonna get blown way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
From this point on, anything you do is gonna get blown way out of proportion. Now, if you not fucking with them, you can just easily just not fuck with them. But when you sat there, and, you got 100 pictures of you and your sister and this shit, and you took the time to delete every last one of them. Come on, you knew something was gonna come out of this. You had to. Let me keep my buzz going a little bit longer. Now, I'm going to tell you what I do believe. I believe that the initial fight was that. But now, yeah, I think now she's craving the attention. She's loving the attention she's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just my belief. I believe
okay,
that
okay.
now, you know. Because, you know, I'm like I said, whatever the case was, it does seem like in order for a motherfucker to pop you and another motherfucker to stand there, yeah, Jay did something fucked up. Now, what he did, I had no idea, but he did something fucked up. For you to sit there and let this motherfucker hit me, yeah, you had to be really pissed off at me. So I do agree with that, but
mm-hmm.
I think right now when you like okay well let me do this let me do that now I think you trying to crave the attention.
Yeah, because you know somebody is gonna inquire as to why you took all them pictures down, or somebody is gonna say it, well. Lawrence took all her pictures down, And that's going to keep it rolling for a little longer. If you don't do nothing, if you don't say nothing, motherfuckers don't know nothing. But if you're acting in a way, that's going to make somebody, streets is always watching. So, and like you said, you're under a microscope right now, so somebody is watching. And somebody is going to take it and turn it into something that it isn't.
You just had to throw another Jay-Z song in there. The streets is watching, huh?
I didn't even put that together. But, yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. I hope all the good luck for Jay. I like Jay-Z. And I think that had he smacked the shit out of her, he'd have been justified.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal opinion, but hey,
It did look like he was upset with him.
But still.
Well, I know one thing. He knocked me mean them out the limelight. Ain't nobody talking about them bitches no more. I told y'all that video was the biggest bust. Them bitches got paid for a boring sex session.
Mm-hmm.
They should at least put some better witch for call to it. Look, let me ask you. If we did have theme music, what would be your theme song? Like if you knew you was finna have sex and your music just automatically snap on, what song would come on? I know Janine would probably be the Pink Panther theme. Every time she come out the door naked. I'm just curious. I mean,
okay, when you come into the room, or say you want to come over, because I did have a theme song when I wanted to come over, or when somebody wanted to come over, I'll play, or when I wanted somebody to come over, I'll play my song.
And what song was that?
Violia. What was it called? Come Over, Can I Come Over?
Can I come over?
Yeah, that was it.
So,
where you at, girl?
So, if a motherfucker call, if you want a motherfucker come over, you called them, you got that playing in the background.
Yeah, that was my thing, so.
Okay.
Or they answer the phone, I'll leave it on the voicemail. Let's see, I know. Knock at the door.
I can see that. Okay. That would be slick. That would be pretty slick. What about you, Lucas, though?
I am thinking. That's a good question. You have to let me ponder. What would you play?
Sex song.
I'm playing. If I come out, let's just say if you walk out the bathroom, I'm playing NWA.
What?
NWA?
It's the world's biggest dick. Don't matter, just don't bite it.
Oh my God.
I'm playing that every time.
Help is needed.
Really?
Yes, why not? Shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm playing it every time. Oh, you know what? Now, you know what one song that I really like, though? That R. Kelly stripped for you. Now, I can play that. That's my song now. I can play that. I ain't said I'm going to do the whole strip act, but that's my shit.
I don't know. I have to play me some Trina or something. Some old nasty shit. That was my girl, but I can't think of the song. I'm trying to think of what was that song she made?
That song with her and Trick Daddy.
And I think that was the one.
A bunch of, they got a few songs together, you know.
Yeah, they
do. If I wanted to have company, if I wanted you to come over, I would, you just brought up an interesting, I would play, I'd be a player. That's Trick Daddy song. That's my jam right there. I need a new
man.
You looking real good, baby.
Oh yeah, there you go, right there. You got Witch McCall singing in the background.
I guess this is part of the story where I'm telling
you tonight. Nah. He's like, hey girl, what you doing?
How about I break all the moves?
Wait a minute, hold on. Put put the phone right here, by the phone, by the radio right here.
Mm-hmm.
Just let you hear this part.
Oh yeah, I see myself walking in on that.
See, that's when you pick the phone back up. Oh, hello? What you gonna do?
Oh, my God. What was the song by Adina Howard? I'm tired of thinking that song.
T-shirt in my pants. What?
No, Adina Howard. What was that song? Not the T-shirt
Freak
in
like
my pants.
Was it Freak Like Me? Or something?
Yes. That was my song right there.
I need a
lot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, motherfucker play that. But then, now you gotta perform if you playing that song. You got, not to say that you couldn't. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't have, see, there you go. I didn't have to play that song and, like, what a freaky shit at? What? There ain't no freaky shit going on over here. And you know, that's the biggest, I mean, when the motherfucker got you all, you know, like, yeah, you come over here and this and that, and the motherfucker, okay, the pop-up is one thing, but if we didn't went over this plan 5 or 6 times already, you know, and that day finally come where I'm finna come to your crib and you walk to the door with some jeans and a shirt on, you done killed the whole mood.
Well,
you
think
do
I got
know.
It.
You
yeah,
said
I remember,
you got it.
Yeah, I think I got my phone. It was Mercedes and somebody.
Oh.
You know, you ain't got to say too much from the look in your eyes. I could say,
oh, yeah, okay. That's that old no limit shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, that was a good one. But I'm just saying, if you got to be able to, if you going to sit there and tell me, this is what we finna do. Ooh, I can't wait till you come over and this, that, and other. Now, you know, kids gone or whatever the case is, and we sitting there and you know, you want to come over? Yeah. You know, now we didn't map this out all week. We've been talking to each other and we telling each other all this, and I get that you got a damn turtleneck on and these damn motherfucking jeans. No, that ain't what the fuck you supposed to have on when I come over. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to have that on. I'm supposed to be seeing more flesh than motherfucking clothes. Am I wrong?
Not at all. I can work that out. You want my address? I've been trying to give it to you for like a month now. You ain't took it yet.
I don't want to give it out of the way. I keep telling you, you fuck around and give it out on here if you want to. He gonna fuck around. He's gonna be some fat motherfucker with glasses at the door talking about, yeah, this is cash. This is cash.
Uh-uh, you done catfish me. You don't look nothing like your picture.
Right. But you know the radio ass 110 pounds.
You so stupid.
Seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that song by Mystical? That'd be my shake my ass song.
Okay, so now if y'all coming to a guy's house, how should he be dressed? T-shirt and
basketball shorts, baby.
Okay.
Or we can even lose the t-shirt. I can just live with the basketball shorts. No draws. Take some draws off. I don't have on no draws when I get there.
Basketball shorts, no draws.
Yeah, I need to see the crepe.
Okay. What about you, Janae? You coming to a guy's house, what should he have on?
What I'm coming over there for?
Because it'll be fucking tonight.
Over there, he should be naked.
Now, you want him to come to the dope? You want to come to the dope butt naked?
Yeah, y'all be wanting us to come to the dope butt naked?
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
But if you're going to come to the dope butt naked, you got to be butt naked.
I'm just saying, if we got something planned.
Yeah, but
we got something coming over there for you trying to do some old sexy shit. Yeah, put a bow on it.
He got to be butt naked and hard. You can't come. You can't be butt naked and not erect. That's just
She didn't say that. She just said butt naked.
Yeah, put a bow on it, put an elephant nose on it, and then as you open the door, make it grow.
Okay. Y'all motherfuckers come up with some shit. I swear. That's only a thing shit.
You know how the elephant nose throw up?
Yeah, I know that the elephant trunk. Yeah, there we go.
I'm going to have to get one of them.
I mean, because I always wondered, I know we always say we want to see y'all in lingerie and this, that, and the other, but I was curious to, how do women really want men to come to the door? You know, I mean, like I said, we know what it came for, you know what I'm saying?
And then if you have things going on, then it depends. What's the thing? You know?
I got a question.
Okay, let's just say if I cook for you. If I'm cooking for you, I mean, like, all right, come over for dinner. But, I mean, you know, we know what this is going to lead to. So you still want me to come there cooking butt naked?
Put on the apron. And when you turn around, your ass out.
Nah. I'm sorry. I can't do that one. I'd rather just be butt naked. I'm not walking around with no chaps. No motherfucking apron. I'm not doing it. No, I'm not. I'm not. I looked at him. I'm like, what the fuck are these chaps for? I'm like, you don't ride no bike. Why did you got these chaps? And it hit me right then. I was like, never mind.
Right.
Never mind.
All right, okay, you come over and, you know, yeah, we know why you came over. That's going to happen eventually, but do it take anything away from it or do it add to it? Like, if you come over and I'm in lingerie, but we're not going to have sex right away, I mean, do it take away from the effect or do it add to the effect?
No, I mean, because now it's like, it intensifies because it's like, you know it's coming. It's just like, it's more of a teasing thing. Then, I mean, even if you butt naked, I'm going to tell you, the sexiest thing you could do is just talk to me while you butt naked. I mean, just talk to me. You ain't got to be, or like a little t-shirt on. But, I mean, if you talk to me, yes, that's just like the ultimate turn on. And I don't mean just, like, literally, like, you know, we're not talking about sex. Just talk to me. I mean, men find that, like, very stimulating. Like, damn, she can actually sit here butt naked and hold a conversation with me. Because the whole time, I'm pretty much not even giving a fuck what the conversation about. I'm just like, okay.
and that's not because they just want to have sex. Some people just like to walk around the house butt naked. So you trying to say just because people walk around the house butt naked, if they talking to their man ain't listening.
I'm not saying he ain't listening, but he's thinking about fucking. Oh, he's going to listen because he don't want you to get upset and put some clothes on. So he said, he did what? Your boss said that? No. No. What you need to do, he's going to tell you how to break everything down because he's going to prove to you that he's listening. Oh, he's so. Because, see, now he wants that reward. Oh, he's listening. Let me suck his dick. He even listening to me everywhere. Like, yes, I have. Here you go. So, ladies, if you really want to get him to pay attention, talk to him while he's naked. I mean, talk to him while you're naked. And see, y'all, unlike us, see, y'all don't even pay no. We could be talking. You know, my mama died. That dick sitting there in y'all face rock hard. The dog died. What? Is you listening to me?
Hell no, your dick all out. I don't know. What? You've been on mute ever since your dick got hard. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right. See, it's like y'all probably ain't paying no attention.
Well, why would your dick get hard talking about something like that? I mean, really?
That's
you contradicting yourself. You're confusing me. Stop trying to confuse me.
Y'all are crazy.
Well, we can be ahead over any situation. Death, taxes, a loss of money. And these motherfuckers just took my taxes. Now, I was going to suck your dick since you upset. Right. Shit. Please do. Yeah. I worked 25 minutes over than what we supposed to. I sure am tired.
You need some head then, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, the gas didn't went up 17 cent now.
Somebody let me suck your dick. Well, that helps.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know the Clippers won last night.
Sometimes y'all want us to act like we don't want it.
What, the suck our dick? No.
What
you talking about, the suck our dick?
I mean, anything sexual-wise. Uh-huh. Sometimes when a woman come on too strong, where, like, she always
now,
wants something.
You know what? Now, I had, you know what my problem come in at?
Mm-hmm.
It's the over-aggressive woman. And when I say the over-aggressive woman, when a motherfucker just want to grab you and, I mean, literally trying to put a strength all in you, that's cool every now and then. You know, it's cool to say that. You know. And, but when you, I mean, just when, you know, you land that motherfucker, come here, like, you know, come on, man, feel manly. I mean, let me feel manly. Don't make me feel like the bitch.
Mhm.
Okay. Now, I just got something that says, "What if your mate wrecked your car?" Was sucking the dick help. Whew, let's see. You done wrecked my car. Yeah, you do know you finna get it. You gonna have to do more to suck some dick. I'm sorry. So if you done wrecked that man's car, you might have to give up anal.
Oh,
shit. Oh. Yeah, you and wreck the car, you might have to give up some anal. Because he wants to put you in some pain. He want to torment you. You done wreck my motherfucking car. Turn around. Yep. Yeah.
So what we get if y'all wreck our car?
Silence, apparently.
You ain't getting no anal. That's for goddamn sure. So. That ain't happening.
No. I knew you was going to say that, though, but, mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bunch of long strokes and sorries to go with it. I'm sorry, baby. I'm real sorry. Yeah. Okay. I gotta get at least 10 inches up in you, and I only got 7. But I'm finna find these other 3 from somewhere. Sorry.
You need some help. You need some serious fucking help. I declare.
I'm just saying. Ain't getting no anal. That's the goddamn.
I ain't seen my own. I can't.
All right, y'all. We done ran up. We got to get the hell out of here. All right. So you got last words for us, baby.
Yeah, it's been a good show. Shit, you know, I'll be back tomorrow night, baby. See it.
That's what's up. Dean, what you got for me, baby?
It was a great show. I'm still talking with everybody. And I'll be on here tomorrow. On time, like I was today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I got? You were truly on time. I gotta give you that one today. You was on time today. This was a fun show. I really got educated on some things. So I'd like to thank everybody that called in. Like, thank everybody that listened online. And as my man says,
if you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol.
And we out of here. I'll let y'all tomorrow. Oh, don't forget, y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com. Check us out. Hit us up. Let's have some fun on there. All right. Peace.